as an attraction, they'd have a pretty full house. Right now, our national anthem. Just 21 years old, and as we told you, he has no decisions this year either way. And no decisions against the Yankees either way last year. His lifetime record, his lifetime record against the Yankees is 12 wins, 10 defeats. Have to check this again. Walker's lifetime record in the big leagues, he's won 3 and lost 2 against the Yankees, and his lifetime mark is 12 wins and 10 defeats. Keep forgetting how young this kid is, and he's been around on and off for maybe a week or two at the tail end of a couple of seasons, and you keep thinking he's been around a long time. And as a matter of fact, the way he pitches, he's like a veteran out on the mound. Walker has pitched one inning of relief against the Yankees. That was at New York on April the 23rd. This is his fifth start of the year without a decision either way. Here's Tony Kubek stepping into the batter's box, batting an even 300. Tony with 11 doubles, 2 triples, 3 homers, and 16 runs batted in. Here's the windup. The first pitch of the ball game is over for a called strike. Wind up by Walker. The curveball is high outside. Ball one, one and one. Coaching at third for the Yankees, Frank Crosetti. And over at first, Bill Dickey. Dickey has been doing the coaching since Houck took over the managerial reins. One and one the count. Fastball fouled back in the upper deck out of play. One ball, two strikes. Night for a ball game. We had our doubts early this morning in New York. The pitch is strike three, swinging as Kubek went after a high fastball and didn't get it. Walker strikes out the first man of the ball game, and here's Mickey Mantle. Batting left-handed against young Walker. Batting 242, has 4 doubles, 3 triples, 6 homers, and 15 runs batted in. Takes the pitch outside, ball one. On deck, Roger Maris. Pitch is down the middle for a called strike, one and one. Thank you. 1-1 pitch is swung at and missed, strike two. High outside, ball two. Counts even, 2-2. The Yankees and the Orioles here at Baltimore's Memorial Stadium. Pretty ballpark, a tough one for the hitters. At least the long ball hitters. This has proven to be the toughest park in baseball to hit home runs in. The 2-2 pitch. Strike three, swing. Jerry Walker strikes out the first two men that he faces. And that brings up Roger Maris. And both Kubek and Mantle went after high fastballs and didn't get them.
Roger Maris.
There's a line foul down the right field line, just fouled by Inches. As Maris pulled the first fastball over Dropo's head, Roger is batting .319, has 9 doubles, 2 triples, 11 homers, and 29 runs batted in. Pitch is a changeup outside, ball one, 1-1. Maris leads the American League in home runs with 11. And he's tied for the RBI League in the American League, 29, with Ron Hansen at his club. There's a fastball inside. Ball two, 2-1. One pitch, it swung at a miss, strike two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out, nobody on. Top of the first, no score. Here's a 2-2 pitch, inside, ball three. Full count on Maris. Here's the payoff pitch. Inside, ball four. Walker started to walk off the mound, thinking he had the inside corner. Quinn Courtney thought so too, but it's ball four, and here's Yogi Berra. The hero of yesterday's second game at Yankee Stadium. Yogi hit a 2-run homer in the eighth inning against Pedro Ramos to wrap up the second game for the Yankees, 3-2. Yogi's batting .341, has 1 double, 5 homers, and 18 runs batted in. Leading off first, Dropo holding him on. The stretch, the pitch is outside for a ball. On deck is Bob Serve. Pitch to Yogi is over for a call strike, 1-1. Lester Shalat calling balls and strikes. Eddie Rommel, who retired at the end of last year, had been umpiring in the American League for a long, long time. Great pitcher with Connie Mack's Philadelphia Athletics way back. Quick throw to first, Maris back. Yogi steps out of the batter's box. guys back in, ready to go. One and one to count, two outs. Pitch to Yoge is fouled at the plate. One ball, two strikes. Sharp breaking curve ball. Yoge doing a little stretching exercises at the plate. On the Rocky Colavito style. Trying to limber up his back a little bit. Checks the sign from Courtney. Looks at Maris leading off first. The pitch is strike three, swinging. Jerry Walker strikes out the side. For the Yankees in the top of the first inning, no runs, no hits, no Baltimore errors. One man left to score at the end of one half inning of play. The Yankees nothing and Baltimore coming to bat.
You know, you've heard it said that the best things in life are free. The sun, the moon, the stars, love, and constructive criticism, to name just a few. But what about the family car? Not free, but certainly one of life's best things. A car is a special joy, particularly when it's performing well. Is yours? Lots of little things can throw it off, a weak spark plug or a dirty carburetor. Oh, yes, dirt gets in your carburetor. Exhaust fumes and other air particles can escape your air cleaner and collect as deposits along the carburetor walls, causing an improper mixture of air and gasoline. Stalling, rough idling, and gasoline waste are common results. But this problem doesn't have to affect the performance of your car. Today, Atlantic Imperial Gasoline actually cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. Feel your engine could run a little smoother? Use Atlantic Imperial Gasoline. It could be the answer.
Whitey Ford is out on the mound. He has won two and lost two against Baltimore. He has won two and lost none. So Whitey has his two wins against the first place Baltimore Orioles. His lifetime mark, a remarkable 123 wins and 52 defeats. And lifetime against Baltimore, 24 wins, 8 defeats. Marv Breeding leading off for Baltimore. Breeding batting 250, has 8 doubles, 1 triple, 2 homers, 11 runs batted in. Breeding is wearing glasses tonight. Whitey's first pitch is high for a ball. Slow curve line to left field. Foul. Just missed. That Marv Breeding is not wearing glasses. The reflection of the peak of his helmet, which is painted real bright orange. There's a fly ball to center. Mantle going back, turning now under it, and makes the catch. That ball was hit well, fairly deep center field, but there's a lot of room to roam here. One away. Here's Gene Woodling. Woodling batting 310. And as you can tell, he's a big favorite here with the Baltimore fans. Gene has four homers. Left-hand hitter facing the left-hander Whitey Ford. The pitch is high for a ball. On deck is Jackie Brandt. Whitey goes to the rosin bag. Pitch is low inside, ball two, two and nothing. Baltimore has yet to score against Ford. Whitey pitched seven innings of three-hit ball and shutout ball against Baltimore. on April 27th. Low outside, ball three, 3-0. And then shut out Baltimore 2-0 on May 26th for his first complete game. 3-0 pitch, over for a strike, 3-1. Pitch is low, ball four. So each pitcher has now walked a man. And it brings up Jackie Brandt. Brandt batting 274. 8 doubles, 1 triple, 5 homers, and 21 runs batted in. First against Woodling. Here's a stretch by four. The pitch to Brandt is line, a base hit to left field. There's Woodling around second, going for third. Here goes Brandt in the second base, and he's in there with a double. The first hit of the ball game by Jackie Brandt, his ninth double of the year. McDougal just missed a leaping catch, and the ball went into the deep corner before Serve could send it into second base. Brandt was in with a double. Woodling is at third base, runners at second and third, with one out in the batter, Walt Jopo. Jopo's batting 214, has four doubles, one homer, and five runs batted in. His 9 base hits, 5 of them extra base hits. Whitey into the windup. Curve high inside, ball one. Jopo is 6 feet 5 inches tall and 220 pounds. Infield playing back. They're not playing in to cut off the run. Curve swung at and missed strike one, 1-1. Lum Harris coaching at third. Jimmy Adair at first base for the Orioles. On deck is Brooks Robinson. One ball, one strike, one out. Here's the windup. Fastball is in there for a strike. One ball, two strikes. Woodling at third, Grant at second. Whitey into the windup. Curve is hit on the ground to third. McDougal's up with it. Woodling holds at third. The throw to first in time to get Jopo. And the infield was playing back. And still Woodling did not go in, so that's a break for the Yankees. That's two away. Both runners hold their base, and here's Brooks Robinson. Robinson batting 221, has 7 doubles, 1 triple, 2 homers, and 22 runs batted in. Score here in the bottom of the first. Whitey's pitch low inside, ball one. Nothing pitches a curve, hit in the ground, in the hole. McDougal up with a nice play. Throw to first in time on a pretty play by Gil McDougal, saving Kubek from going deep in the hole. Would have been a tough play for Tony to make for Baltimore in the bottom of the first. No runs on one base hit. No Yankee errors, two men left, a score at the end of one full inning. The Yankees nothing and Baltimore nothing. A look at the scoreboard in the American League. Cleveland is at Chicago for a night game. Detroit at Kansas City plays tonight. They'll both get underway later on. Washington at Boston. It's Fisher against Brewer. In the National League, St. Louis at Los Angeles, Chicago at San Francisco playing tonight will start much later on. Milwaukee at Philadelphia, the Braves fail to score in the top of the first. The Phillies are batting Pizarro against Gomez. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh, O'Toole against Mizell. That's the way they line up in both leagues. All games being played under the lights. That happens quite often. The one time you're sure it will never happen is when the Chicago Cubs are playing at home because they have no lights. The only team in either league without lights. It's pretty park out there in Wrigley Field. All right, here's Bob Serve leading off for the Yankees. Serve batting 267, two doubles, one triple, eight homers, and 19 runs batted in. Jerry Walker out on the mound. Struck out three men in the first inning. The pitch to Serve is hit on the ground is short. Hanson, who was right up with it. The throw to Dropo and it's one away. So that's the first Yankee to hit a fair ball off Walker, and here's Bill Scarron. The Moose batting 286 has 12 doubles, one triple, five homers, and 26 runs batted in. On deck, Gil McDougal. First pitch to Scarron is a swing and a miss, strike one. Clint Courtney catching tonight, but not using the oversized catcher's glove that he uses for Hoyt Wilhelm. The one strike pitch is a slow curve, a little bit high inside, ball one, one and one. One, one pitch is top foul back out of play in the upper deck. One ball, two strikes on Scarron. The Baltimore outfield deep straight away on the Moose. They give them both lines, the right field line and the left field line, kind of bunch them in center. High inside, ball two, two and two. Reminds me of the way they used to play almost every hitter in the old polo ground. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Strike three, swinging. Strikeout number four for young Mr. Walker. He got three of them on fastballs and Yogi on a low breaking curve. Here's Gil McDougal. Gil batting 256, four doubles, two triples, four homers, and 14 runs batted in. Pitch to Gill is a curve over the outside corner. Strike one call. Two out, nobody on. No score in the top of the second. On deck, Bobby Richardson. Another curve. This one's high inside. Ball one. One and one. Pitch. It's a little bit low, ball two, two and one. It's hard to believe that Jerry Walker has no decisions this year. This is the fifth game he started, the eighth game that he's been in. Pitch. High, ball three, 3-1. The wind-up by the right-hander. The pitch is top foul back in the upper deck out of play. Full count on McDougal. Little plate-keeping job by Nestor Shallock. For the payoff pitch to go. There it is. It's lying to left center field, moving over to his right, Jackie Brandt under it, and makes the catch. Gill hit the ball on the nose, but couldn't find the hole. For the Yankees in the top of the second, nothing across. The score at the end of an inning and a half, the Yankees nothing and Baltimore nothing.
Ever hear of a gasoline that doubles as a mechanic? In a way, Atlantic Imperial Gasoline does just that. Here's how. When you drive, exhaust fumes and other air contaminants escape your air cleaner and collect in the carburetor in the form of deposits. Even a small amount of deposits can cause an improper mixture of air and gasoline. When this happens, stalling, rough idling, and actual gasoline waste result. Now, one way to handle a dirty carburetor is to get under the hood and clean it manually. Why go to all that trouble and expense when Atlantic Imperial does the job for you? Without even raising the hood. Atlantic Imperial actually cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. With a clean carburetor, you get proper mixture of gasoline and air. You'll enjoy smooth engine performance, greater gasoline economy. Give it a try. Use Atlantic Imperial gasoline to keep your car on the go.
Leading off for Baltimore in the bottom of the second is Willie Tasby. Right hand hitting right fielder, choking up on the bat this year. Tasby's batting .266. Has two doubles, a triple, and two runs batted in. Slow curve to Willie is fouled at the plate, strike one. On deck, Ron Hanson. Curve bunted out and fouled back of the plate, strike two. Nothing in two on Willie Tasby. No score here in the bottom of the second. Two-strike pitch. High, ball one. Pitch is right down the middle. Strike three called. Tasby caught looking with his bat on his shoulder. First strikeout for Whitey Ford. That brings up Ron Hanson. Young man who is batting .291 with 8 doubles, 3 triples, 3 homers, and 29 runs batted in. Hanson is 6'3 and 190 pounds from Oxford, Nebraska. And he has really been a pleasant surprise for manager Paul Richards and the Orioles fans this year. The ball to right center field. Mantle digging to his left, and they can't get it. It's Bryan rolling to the fence, and Hanson is pulling in at second with a double. A long double to deep right center field. For Hanson, that's his ninth double of the year. The youngster tied with Roger Maris for the RBI lead in the American League. And that brings up Clint Courtney. And Courtney has suddenly become quite a favorite here, catching Hoyt Wilhelm with the big gloves. Matter of fact, he's been doing the bulk of the Oriole catching against left-hand and right-hand pitching. Clint batting .235 with one homer and seven runs batted in. Courtney, outside ball one. No score here in the bottom of the second inning. One out. The pitch is a curve low, ball two, 2-0. Pitch is hit on the ground. Gowan is up with it. Races to the bag for the unassisted putout. Moving to third is Hanson. And that brings up the pitcher, Jerry Walker. Walker is 1-for-7 as a batter, hitting .143. Bottom of the second. The windup by Whitey. The pitch to Walker is swung at and missed, strike one. Low breaking curveball. Bunted foul at the plate, and he had a mighty good idea there. McDougal was back. Hanson ready to break in. But he bunted the curve in back of him in the dirt. Nothing in two to count. Two men are out. Two strikes on Jerry Walker. Ford steps off the mound. Hanson is maneuvering up and down that third base line, trying to bother Ford. Now the windup. Curve hit, base hit to left field. The first run that Baltimore has scored off Whitey Ford in 16, 17, and two-third innings of pitching this year. And Jerry Walker singles Ron Hanson in. The second hit off Whitey. Whitey has shut them out. 17 and two-third innings. And here's Marv Breeding, who flies deep to center field in the first inning. First RBI of the year for Walker. Puts his warm-up jacket on. Here's the stretch by Whitey. Pitch. Outside, ball one. Over the outside corner, strike one, 1-1. And as Casey Stengel says, you can't laugh this Baltimore team off. Everybody waiting for them to crack up and fall back to the second division, but it doesn't look like they're going to do it. As a foul back out of play in the upper deck. One ball, two strikes, two out. 1-0 Baltimore leads here in the bottom of the second. The stretch, the pitch is popped, foul. Darwin chasing it, but he can't get it. It bounced on the playing field, but too close to the wall. While Moose is getting back to first, we'll pause for station identification.
You are tuned to 1460 on the radio dial. This is WOKO, Albany, New York. In 15 seconds, 25 minutes before 9.
There's a ground ball hit to the shortstop. Kubek goes to Richardson for the fourth on Walker sliding in, and Bobby Richardson almost missed that bag, taking the throw from Kubek. For Baltimore in the bottom of the second, one run on two base hits. No Yankee errors, one man left. Score at the end of two full innings. Baltimore one and the Yankees nothing.
Attention all you outboard racing fans. Don't forget, if you're traveling in the North Country this June, plan to see the big Thousand Island International Outboard Marathon, June 11th and 12th. In Alexandria Bay. Two games are underway in the National League. The Phillies lead Milwaukee 1-0 at the end of an inning and a half. Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Cincinnati scoreless in the top of the first.
Says the Yankee Los Angeles Dodgers Sandlot benefit game at Yankee Stadium late in June. The world champion Dodgers return to New York for the first time since moving west. That'll be Monday night, June 27th. And no advance in prices for this charity exhibition. Seats are on sale now at all Yankee ticket outlets. And then there's the great day of the season, Old Timers Day, Saturday afternoon, August the 13th. So don't be disappointed this year. Get your order in early. Bobby Richardson is leading off for the Yankees here in the top of the third. Bobby batting 224. The first pitch is a strike called. Bobby has three doubles, a homer, and five runs batted in. The windup. Fastball pop foul and coming back out of play. Nothing in two to count on Richardson. Baltimore one and the Yankees nothing. We're in the top of the third inning. This is the first of a three-game series with Baltimore, all played under the lights here at Baltimore's Memorial Stadium. Curve hit, foul outside of third. Bobby reached for a curveball and pulled it just outside the bag. Picked up by Gene Woodling. Baltimore has Woodling, Brandt, and Tasby in the outfield. Robinson, Hanson, Breeding, and Jopo on the infield. Courtney catching and Jerry Walker out on the mound. Here's a two-strike pitch. Low outside, ball one. One ball, two-strike pitch. Outside, ball two, two and two. Pitch is strike three, swinging. And that's Strikeout number five for Mr. Walker here in the top of the third inning. He pitched just two in the third innings and struck out five men. Struck out all three men in the first inning. One in the second, one here in the third. Here's Whitey Ford. Whitey is 1-for-10, batting an even 100. One run batted in. Bats him left-handed. Chokes way up in the bat. Pitch to Whitey is low inside, ball one. The 1-0 pitch is fouled back on the screen. Strike one, one and one. Tony Kubek on deck. Walker goes to the rosin bag. The 1-1 pitch is right in there for a called strike two. Curveball for the sixth strikeout of the ball game for Jerry Walker. That's two away, and here's Tony Kubek, who struck out leading off the ball game. Two out, nobody on. Baltimore won, the Yankees nothing. Change up inside. Ball one. On deck, Mickey Mantle. 1-0 pitch is top foul outside of third base. Robinson back, Hanson back. And Robinson makes the catch, backing up. So the Yankees go down 1-2-3 here in the top of the third. Nothing across the score at the end of two and a half innings. Baltimore 1 and the Yankees nothing. You know, friends, when it...
Ever start to think about the little things that add up to having a good day? Things like a bright, sunny morning, hot coffee, toast done the way you like it. And when you hop in your car and you want the engine to start right up, to idle smoothly to give good performance while you're on the go. Many times, it's the little things that keep an engine running at its best, like a clean carburetor. Today's Atlantic Imperial gasoline is especially designed to clean your carburetor as you drive and to keep it clean. A clean carburetor means smoother performance and greater gasoline economy. Make every day a good day. Start off with Atlantic Imperial gasoline to keep your car on the go. Bottom of the third inning, Baltimore leading 1-0, and Jerry Walker is really pouring on the coals as far as the pitching is concerned. Gene Woodling leading off, and here's Phil.
For a second look at Whitey Ford, with Baltimore leading 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Whitey looking for the sign. Having a little trouble with Yogi's short fingers. The pitch is low, ball one. Always have had trouble finding Yogi's sign, especially from out at shortstop in a night game. The 1-0 pitch, slow curve, low ball two, 2-0. Pitch is way inside, gets away from Yogi and rolls back to the screen. Ball three. 3-0 pitch. High inside, ball four. Woodling walks for the second time. On deck, Walt Jopo. Pitch to Brandt as a curve low inside, ball one. Ready, set. Woodling leading off first. Curve high outside, ball two. 2-0. Yogi rubs up the ball, walks out towards the mound, makes the signal for Whitey to come a little more overhand and down with his curve. Sometimes the pitchers don't follow through enough and the curve starts hanging. 2-0 the count. Nobody out here in the bottom of the third. Baltimore leads 1-0. Pitch is fouled back out of play in the upper deck. 2-1. Here's the stretch by Whitey. Slow curve is hitting the ground to McDougal. One hot stop to pitch it up close to Woods Richardson for one back to first, not in time. McDougal had the ball right in his glove. It popped right out and hit the ground, but like a rubber ball, popped right back into his glove. But that's all the time Brandt needed to beat the relay from Richardson. It's a fourth play. From third to second, Woodling is retired. Brandt safe at first. Here's Walt Jopo, who bounced to third in the first inning. Like a rubber ball in and out of Gill's glove. One out. Pitch is hit deep to right field. Now it's going back and makes the catch. Boy, Jopo got the wood on that one. But didn't raise it high enough. A line drive that carried about 380 feet to deep right field. Two away. And here's Brooks Robinson, who bounced to third in the first inning. Out. Pitch is a base hit off McDougal's glove in the left field. Brandt around second, digging for third. And third throw comes in, and Brandt's going to try to go to the plate to throw. And he's out at the plate on a nice relay by Bobby Richardson. Jackie Brandt tried to score all the way from first on a single. It was a good heads-up try because third throw came into second base. Brandt just kept rounding the bag. But Richardson, on the alert, fired a strike to Yogi, and he tagged Jackie Brandt out. It goes as a single for Robinson. And then the relay, 7-4-2, the left fielder to the second baseman to the catcher. Getting Brandt for Baltimore in the bottom of the third. No runs, one hit, no Yankee errors, one man left. The score at the end of three full innings. Baltimore, one run on four hits and no errors. The Yankees, nothing but zeros on the scoreboard. An exciting play, and it really got the fans buzzing here at Memorial Stadium. For you fans who want to purchase your choice of seats at Yankee Stadium, there's a convenient way for every one of you. You can buy tickets at the counter of the Yankee Stadium Advanced Ticket Office. Open every day of the season from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., including Sundays until after the close of the night game. You buy tickets at the Yankees' popular Midtown ticket office. And at a Weber and Heilbronner clothing store in the greater New York area. Here is Mickey Mantle. Mickey takes the pitch over for call strike one. The only scores to report on Red Sox lead Washington 1-0 at the end of an inning and a half. Phillies lead Milwaukee 1-0 at the end of two, and Pittsburgh leads Cincinnati 1-0 at the end of an inning and a half. Mantle struck out in the first inning. Takes a curve over, strike two, call. Jerry Walker has six strikeouts. The two strike pitch. Strike three, swinging. Mantle strikes out for the second time. That's the seventh strikeout for Jerry Walker. And it brings up Roger Maris, who walked in the first inning. He is the only Yankee to get on base against Jerry Walker, and that was by a base on balls. The pitch to Maris is outside ball one. Baltimore leads 1-0 here in the top of the fourth with one out and nobody on. Fastball swung at and missed, strike one. Boy, there have been a lot of pitches swung at and missed tonight. On deck, Yogi Berra. The 1-1 pitches high, balls two, two among. Pitch is a little bit outside ball three. 3-1 the count. Three-one pitch is ball four, and Maris walks for the second time in the ball game, and that's the second walk given up by Walker, both to Roger Maris. And here's Yogi Berra. Yogi struck out in the first inning. Jerry Walker struck out three the first inning, one the second, two the third, and one so far in the fourth. On deck, Bob Stur. Ball holds first against Maris. The stretch by Walker. The pitch to Yogi is a curve low, ball one. Maris leading off first. Pitch to Yogi, low inside, ball two. 2-0. Clint Courtney walks out to the mound to talk with Jerry Walker. One man out here in the top of the fourth inning. Here's the stretch. Pitch is hit on the ground, foul outside of first base, rolling down the right field corner. Mighty close, but foul. Two balls, one strike. Bob serve on deck. Two and one on Yogi. Pitch is hit foul again outside of first base. And they're giving Willie Tasby a workout. 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Walker stretches. Pitch is a curve hitting the ground to second. Breeding to Hanson for one. Back to first. Double play. And Roger Maris really struck Ron Hanson out, but Hanson got rid of the ball. For the Yankees in the top of the fourth, no runs, no hits, no Baltimore errors, nobody left to score at the end of three and a half innings. Baltimore one and the Yankees nothing.
Are you really satisfied with the way your car has been acting lately? Maybe it's nothing you can actually put your finger on. More frequent stalling, perhaps, or rough idling. Less miles per gallon. Now, your trouble could be a dirty carburetor, something that can happen to any car, even a relatively new one. You see, exhaust fumes and other air contaminants get by your air cleaner and build up deposits on the carburetor wall near the throttle plate. Even a small amount of these deposits can cause the throttle plate to feed an improper mixture of air and gasoline to your engine. And the result is rough performance and actual gasoline waste. But now, you can eliminate the problems caused by a dirty carburetor with new Atlantic Imperial gasoline. Atlantic Imperial actually cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. So, to end stalling, rough idling, and gasoline waste due to a dirty carburetor, use Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that adds pleasure to your driving and keeps your car on the go.
Baltimore leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Willie Tasby, Ron Hanson, and Clint Courtney will be facing Whitey Ford. Baltimore scored in the second inning. As we told you before, Whitey had pitched 17 and two-third innings of scoreless ball against Baltimore this year. That was the first run scored off Whitey. Tasby called out a strike in the second inning. Takes a fastball over, strike call. Another fastball over, strike two. Looks like Willie's guessing for the curveball and hasn't got it. He was called out in the fastball. Two-strike pitch. There's a curve, but it's low. Ball one. Some batters go up there and take two strikes looking for a certain pitch. I know Ted Williams can do it. He's got to be a pretty good hitter to do that. Another curve. Hit off the plate right back to Whitey. Ford up with it. Throws to Scarron. One away. That ball hit in front of home plate. Off the rubber right in the air to Whitey Ford. One away, and here's Ron Hanson, who doubled and scored the only run of the ball game. Six feet, 3 inches tall. Having a great year in the field and at bat. Pitch by Whitey is low, ball one. That bat right down at the end. Swings the ground ball to short. Kubek to Scarron, and it's two away. Two up, two down, and here's Clint Courtney, who bounced to the first baseman in the second inning. Oh, scrap iron Courtney. Is low outside, ball one. One nothing pitch over, strike called, a slow curve ball. It just kept breaking and breaking and caught the outside part of the plate. One and one. 1-1 pitch. Over, strike two. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Baltimore one, Yankees nothing. Bottom of the fourth. Nobody on. Ford against Walker. Pitch. Strike three called. Second strikeout for Whitey Ford. For Baltimore, they go down 1-2-3. Nothing across in the bottom of the fourth inning. And at the end of four full innings, Baltimore one run, four hits, no errors, and the Yankees nothing but goose eggs up on the scoreboard. And right now, let's pause for station identification.
Your station for news and sports here at 1460 on the radio dial, WOKO, Albany, New York. Time on the WOKO clock is 1 minute before nine.
Quick look at the scoreboard. Boston 2, Washington nothing at the end of 2, and the game is being held up by rain. Fisher against Brewer. In the National League, Philly 3, Milwaukee 2 at the end of 3. Pizarro against Gomez. Smith homered in the third with one on. Pittsburgh leads Cincinnati 1-0 at the end of an inning and a half. Brosnan now against Mizell. Right now, I'd like to mention that the second half of this game is being brought to you by the crisp, refresher Ballantine beer. You know, Ballantine's a light beer with true lager flavor. That's what makes it the crisp refresher. No wonder Ballantine's the largest selling beer in the East. Leading off for the Yankees here in the top of the fifth inning as they trail 1-0 is Big Bob Serve, who bounced to the shortstop. Pitch to Serve is a swing and a miss, strike one. On deck, Bill Schauer. The one strike pitch is hit on the ground to third. Brooks Robinson up with a big hop. Over to Jopo, one away. Scarron, who struck out in the second inning of the batter. The pitch to the Moose is strike one as he swings and misses a high inside fastball. Just as Walker was ready to deliver the pitch, Garland stepped out of the box. Walker did deliver the ball, but excuse me, that's the shout I called timeout. One strike on the Moose. Curve low outside. Ball one. 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Just outside ball two, 2-1. Kid's only 21 years old out on the mound. He pitches like a veteran. The 2-1 delivery is strike two as he swings and misses. And what a cut Darwin had at that one. Trying to tie the ball game up in just one swing. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Nobody on. Baltimore leads 1-0 here in the top of the fifth. On deck, Gil McDougal. The windup. Pitch. A high fly to straightaway center field. Jackie Brandt is moving back and makes the catch about 6 or 7 feet in front of the center field fence. Two away, and that is only the second ball hit out of the infield. McDougal fly to center in the second. And Gill is the batter right now, 0-1. Pitch to McDougal. A curve outside. 4-1. Two out. Nobody on. Bobby Richardson on deck. Down ball. Backhanded by Robinson. The throw to first. In time. Beautiful play by Chip Robinson, who took a cue double away from Gil McDougal that time. What a play Robinson made. He dove after the ball, knocked it down, picked it up, and still had plenty of time to fire to first for the putout. So the Yankees get down again. 1-2-3. Nothing across. The score at the end of 4.5 innings. Baltimore 1 and the Yankees nothing. Young Jerry Walker, who is not only pitching a masterful game, but has driven in the only run of the ball game with a single in the second inning. Drove in Ron Hanson, who had doubled, moved to third on a ground out. Buddy Ford's first pitch, curveball, foul at the plate, strike one. Strike pitch is swung at and missed. Strike two. He actually tried to check his swing, but the bat just went around, wouldn't stop. Nothing in two. A foul back out of play on the upper deck. That ball bounced down to the box with the cameraman on, threw that box down to the lower stands and bounced around down there for a little bit. A red hot baseball. Curve fouled down the third baseline, picked up by Lon Harris. Strike pitch, strike three called. Caught looking with the bat on his shoulder as Ford gets his third strikeout. Here's Marv Breeding, who fly to center and bounce to the shortstop. On deck, Gene Woodling. Time is called just as Ford started the windup. Something happened to Yogi's hand. Let's see, let's put the camera. I think Breeding may be swinging the bat back, might have hit Yogi's glove. You know, Yogi keeps the finger on his left hand outside of the glove, and the bat might have hit the back of the finger. The pitch is in there for a call strike. Yogi will get no sympathy from anybody, though. That's for sure. He loves to look for it, but he won't get it. There's a foul back off the screen. Strike two, nothing in two. man out and nobody on here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Ground ball hit up the middle and out to center field, a base hit. On a nothing and two count. And very seldom do you see Whitey Ford do that. Single to center, hit number three or four. Three. Five. Five hits off Whitey Ford. Here's Gene Woodling, who has been up twice and walked twice. One away. Sauerland holds first against Breeding. The stretch and the pitch is a curve high, ball one. Breeding leads the Orioles in stolen bases with three. So Whitey will have to keep a sharp lookout for that young man. The stretch. Curve is over, strike one, one on one. Here's the stretch by Whitey. Pitch is a check swing and it's low, ball two. 2-1. Two balls, one strike, and one out. Stretches. Pitches swung at and missed, strike two, and Woodling looked like he was undecided that time. At the last second, sort of chopped straight down at the ball. Could have hit it, went straight into the ground. 2-2 the count. Marv beating at first base. There's a foul to the right of first base. One out with Baltimore leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Two balls, two strikes on Woodling. Here's the stretch. Pitch is top foul outside of third. McDougal with plenty of room moving in under it and makes the catch in foul territory for the second out. And that'll bring up Jackie Brandt, who has doubled and bounced to third. Brandt tried to score all the way from first on a single by Brooks Robinson in the third inning. Almost made it, too. I guess you read about Willie Mays doing that out in San Francisco. Mays scored all the way from first on a single. And that's exactly what they did. The outfielder threw in at second base. But the second baseman's throw to the plate was wild. This time, Richardson made a perfect throw to Yogi to put the tag on Brent. Pitch to Jackie. High ball one. Sets. Curve is swung at and missed. Strike one, one on one. Brandt got off to a slow start with Baltimore, but he has certainly picked up. Has eight doubles, nine now, counting the one in the first inning. One triple, five homers. Pitch outside. Ball two, two on one. Has 21 runs batted in. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Breeding still at first base. Here's the stretch. Pitch is inside and high ball three and one. Doby's telling Ford what the count is, 3-1. Now the stretch. Pitch, strike call. Three balls, two strikes, and two outs. Reading will be off with the pitch. Now the payoff pitch to Brent. It swung and it missed, strike three. Whitey chalks up his fourth strikeout and four Baltimore in the bottom of the fifth. No runs, one hit, no Yankee errors. One man left to score at the end of five full innings. Baltimore, one run, five hits, no errors. The Yankees, 0-0-0 on the runs, hits, and errors. Quite a game, Mr. Walker is pitching. The most important homestand of the young season opens here at Yankee Stadium Friday night when the Boston Red Sox return for a four-game series followed by Chicago's defending champion White Sox and the contending Cleveland Indians. They'll play here Friday night, June 3rd, followed by a Ladies' Day afternoon game on Saturday and a big bargain bill doubleheader next Sunday, June the 5th. The Red Sox and Yankees are traditional rivals and this should be a big series. Cleveland is leading Chicago 1-0 at the end of one. Bell against Pierce, and Jimmy Pearsall just homered in the first inning. And yesterday, Jimmy Pearsall threw two baseballs against Bill Veeck's scoreboard, and Veeck really got mad. And the reason Pearsall threw the baseballs was that any time a home run is hit, those firecrackers go off and the bells ring, and it makes a terrible noise, and it upset Pearsall something awful. And even though Cleveland won two games, Jimmy threw two baseballs against him. And here he leads off with a home run. I wonder if he liked the noise. Boston leads Washington 2-0 at the end of two. Philadelphia leads Milwaukee 3-2 at the end of four. And Pittsburgh leads Cincinnati 3-0 at the end of three. Bobby Richardson takes a strike leading off here in the top of the sixth inning. Pearsall was thrown out of the first game for arguing with the umpire. The pitch is hit on the ground with a shortstop. Hanson up with it. Over to Jopo, one away. Only two men have reached first against Walker. Actually, one man, Roger Maris, twice. And he walked both times. And here's Whitey Ford, who was called out on strike in the third inning. 1-0, Baltimore lead. Pitch is a little bit high, ball one. One nothing pitch is over, strike called, 1-1. One pitch, high outside, ball two. 2-1 the count. One out, nobody on. Pitch is low, ball three. Three balls, one strike. One pitch is low, ball four. Whitey Ford gets a base on balls. The third one given up by Jerry Walker. The only way any Yankees have gotten a first base so far tonight, based on balls. They haven't been able to hit their way on it yet. And now we've got some action in the Baltimore bullpen. Steve Barber, the young left-hander, is going down to loosen up. Throw to first base, Whitey's back. Tony Kubek, who struck out and fouled out to third base. Pitch is fouled off the right of the plate, strike one. Bill Dickey, the first base coach up with it. Strike on Kubek. On deck, Mickey Mantle. Pitch inside. Ball one, one and one. Time is called. The ball got away from Balmy Thomas, warming up Steve Barber down in the bullpen. 1-1 pitch is lined right at the second baseman. Double play, breeding the Joker. As Kubek hit one right on the nose to the second baseman, Ford was too far off first base. And it's a double play. No runs, no hits, no Baltimore errors, nobody left. Score at the end of 5.5 innings. Baltimore 1 and the Yankees nothing. Sixth inning. Walter Jobo, who bounced to third and lined out to right field, will be leading off. Whitey Ford ready out on the mound. 1-0 ball game. What a pitcher's battle. Pitch to Jopo as a curve bounces in the dirt all the way back to the screen. Ball one. The 1-0 pitch is in there. Strike one. One and one. It's in there, strike two called. Steve Barber still loosening up in the Baltimore bullpen. The pitch, curveball, foul back out of play. Count holds at one ball and two strikes. Two strikes on Dropo, leading off here in the bottom of the sixth. Nobody out, nobody on. Fourth pitch, big curve, hit deep to right center field. Maris moving back to his right. Under it, makes the catch. That's twice Dropo has hit the ball hard out to Roger Maris in right field. One out, here's Brooks Robinson, who bounced the third and singled. And he's getting a hand, not for the single, but the great play he made on saving what would have been the only base hit against Jerry Walker in the ballgame. He knocked down a hard smash by McDougal by diving through the air and picked it up and threw him out. One away. Robinson takes the curve high, ball one. The 1-0 pitch is low ball two, 2-0. Four checks the sign from Barra. Now the windup. Fastball over, strike calls. 2-1 the count. 1-0, Baltimore leads in the bottom of the sixth. Ground ball hit the short, Kubek on the big hop. Over to Scourin, that's two away. Here's Willie Sasby, who was called out on strikes and hit back to the box. Pitch to Willie. Slow curve over. Strike call. Sasby has not guessed right tonight. He's been looking for curves, taking the fastball. That time he looked for the fastball, got the curve. The one strike pitch. Low ball, 1-1-1. Pop foul and back out of play. One ball, two strikes, two out. Nobody on here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Pitcher's battle between Whitey Ford and Jerry Walker. The one ball, two strike pitch. Strike three, swinging, got him on a sharp breaking curveball. That's Whitey's fifth strikeout of the night. And for Baltimore, no runs, no hits, no Yankee errors, nobody left. The score at the end of six full innings. Baltimore one, and the Yankees nothing. Man, what a ball game. And this crowd getting tenser by the moment as the action mounts. All pulling for Jerry Walker, all except the Yankee fans and the Yankee players. Let's look at the scoreboard. In the American League, Cleveland won, Chicago nothing at the end of an inning and a half. Bell against Pierce. Pierce all home and in the first. Detroit at Kansas City starts later on. Boston leads Washington 2-0 at the end of two. That game is being held up by rain. Fisher against Brewer. In the National League, St. Louis at Los Angeles, Chicago at San Francisco starts later on. Milwaukee and Philadelphia tied 3-3 at the end of four and a half. Pizarro against Gomez. Smith homered in the third with one on. And Pittsburgh leads Cincinnati 3-1 at the end of three and a half. Brosnan against Mizell. And right now, Mel Allen will be coming over to the radio side right after this pause for station identification.
Your station for music, news, and sports. That's 1460 on the radio dial. This is WOKO, Albany, New York. Time on the WOKO clock is 27 and one-half minutes after the hour of 9.
Hello there, everybody. Mickey Mantle at bat. Takes a strike over the inside corner as we play in the seventh inning of a game that is heightening in its drama with every pitch of Jerry Walker's. His performance adding a dual interest in this game now. Mantle fouls it back out of play. Strike two, nothing in two. Maris and Barrow to follow. The windup, the pitch, swung on, hit in the air in the left field. Woodling chasing it, rushing hard, and he can't get it. The ball bounced by him. Mantle round second and holds up. The throw goes into third, and Mantle breaks up the potential no-hitter with a double to left. Double of the season. Gene Woodling gave it a great try and almost made a great one-hand catch of the ball. Here now is Roger Maris, who twice has walked. Jerry Walker to the stretch to pitch. Swung on, ground ball hit through into right field for a base hit. Mantle turns third, heads for the plate, and comes on in to score, and it's a 1-1 ball game. Roger Maris singles to line, so the Yankees, without a hit, still the seventh inning, get two on successive pitches. Maris driving in his 30th run, and Mantle scoring his 35th. He leads the major leagues in runs scored. Steve Barber loosening up in the Oriole bullpen, and now we're going to get some more action. As Yogi Berra steps up. The pitch to Yogi. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Fisher is going down to the bullpen. Jack Fisher. A right-hander, Steve Barber, a left-hander. Berra struck out and grounded to second into a double play. Next pitch is swung on. The ground ball to second. Waiting to Hanson Dugopo, double play. And Yogi hits in his second straight double play. Two out, and up comes Bob Sir, who grounded to short and grounded to third. A 1-1 ball game, seventh inning. Two out. The pitch to Bob Serve is inside and gets away from Courtney. Ball one. Now the pitch. Outside. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Wind up and the pitch outside for ball three, 3-0. Jack Fisher heating up. Steve Barber, who had been loosening up, I thought perhaps with a possibility coming into the game if needed, apparently is just loosening up for a future start. He has left the bullpen and walking back to the dugout. A 3-0 count on Bob Sir. Walker to the windup, the pitch. In there, strike one, 3-1. The 3-1 delivery. Swung on, hit back through the middle for a base hit. Jackie Brand up to the ball, tossing it back into Breeding. And here's Bill Scarron, who struck out and flied to right center. A 1-1 ball game, seventh inning. Pitch to Moose is outside, ball one. And Courtney didn't like the call. Walker getting his sign. Leading off first, the pitch swung on and missed. Strike one, 1-1. A 1-1 count, two away. The Baltimore right-hander delivers. Swung on and missed. Strike two, 1-2. Bounced to third on a hop. Robinson over to Breeding, forcing serve. And the side retired. One run, three hits, no errors, one left on. At the end of six and a half innings, New York won, Baltimore won. And in the last half of the seventh inning, it'll be Hanson, Courtney, and Walker coming up. You know, I bet most of you know at least one guy who, you know, likes nothing but the best. He's a fellow that, you know, is only satisfied with the very best of anything he can get. Maybe you're that kind of guy, and if you are, you've got good reason for switching to the crisp, refresher Ballantine beer. You see, folks like you from Maine to Florida have made Ballantine the largest selling beer in the East. Now, when a beer is that popular, it just figures that it's got to be the best. And that's the crisp, refresher all the way. Ballantine's the light beer with true lager flavor. Proves the beer can be truly light and still give you all the honest-to-goodness lager beer flavor you want. So if you enjoy the best, you'll enjoy the one beer that delivers both lightness and flavor. Ballantine beer, the crisp refresher. In the last half of the seventh inning, Ron Hanson first up. He doubled to right center and grounded to short. A 1-1 ball game. Here's the pitch. Outside and high, ball one. Outfield, playing a shade toward the left. Forward into the windup, in comes the pitch, and it's outside, ball two, 2-0. Two nothing delivery. Inside, ball three, 3-0. No strikes. And the next pitch in there, 3-1. next delivery. Strike two. Fastball. Takes time his arm. Full count now on Ron Hanson. Forward to the windup. Around comes the left arm. The payoff pitch is low and inside for ball four. Hanson draws a walk. The third issued by Ford. And here now is Trent Courtney. Courtney grounded to first and took a third strike. Forward to the stretch. And the move to first base, and the runner's back. Ford delivers. Courtney takes it outside for a ball. He was shortened up in bunting position with McDougal charging from third. Now Courtney steps out, has a look at Lum Harris. He has the bunt still on. Now he asks for time, goes down to talk to Harris. Goes over to talk to Ford. Now we're set. And the pitch. Swung on, hit the foul, out of play to the right of the plate in the upper deck. They had him cut. A 1-1 count. Here's the pitch, and it's outside, ball two. McDougal is charging in that time, 2-1. The pitch is swung on, hit foul, back to first, 2-2. Ford delivers, and Courtney takes it high. Ball three, 3-2. Full count on Courtney. Ron Hanson, who walked on first base. Nobody out, one all, seventh inning. Hanson ready to move. Forward to the stretch. Throw to first base. Runners back. Courtney arguing with Shylock, the plate, about Ford's motion to first base, claiming it as a balk. A 3-2 count on Scrap Iron. Hanson dancing away from first. The pitch. Swung on, foul tipped, and it gets away from Yogi. Count remains 3-2. It's the chest protector, the plate umpire, actually. Three balls, two strikes. The stretch, Hanson with the lead, and the pitch. Swung on line to right field for a base hit. Hanson will go to third. throw goes to second. And there are runners on first and third, nobody out. And here's Jerry Walker coming to bat. Hanson walks and races to third on Clint Courtney's single to right. Six hits for Baltimore, and now Ryan Duren runs down to the bullpen. Gill returns to his position, and we're set to continue. Jerry Walker singled to left in the second inning to drive in the first Baltimore run, and then took a third strike in the fifth inning. The infield has to shorten up now. Late inning, tie game, runners first and third. The pitch swung on, foul tip, strike one. Just said something to Hanson. Ward into the stretch. Throws to third. Runners back. Hanson on third. Courtney on first. Nobody out. Ward to the stretch. Infield in, the pitch to Walker. Swung on, hit, foul down the third baseline. Boy, it was just foul. Foul by inches. He ripped a hot liner down that line. Leading away from first and third, and the pitch inside for a ball, one and two. Duren firing away now. Outfield is shallow. Infield in, runners leading away from first and third, Hanson and Courtney, and the pitch. Swung on, fouled off up here. Count remains one and two. Lum Harris, coaching at third, walks over, again talking to Ron Hanson. Now the pitch. Swung on, grounded to Kubek, and he throws to second for one. Too late to first. No double play in the runner's hole. Had a chance for a double play, but with the infield in, Kubek fielded the ball through to Richardson. Hanson bluffed a break to the plate, and Richardson delayed just long enough to defeat the chance for the double play at first base. Courtney is out at second. Hanson holds. At third, so it's one out, runners on first and third. Generally, on a situation like that, you'll have a runner on third coming home to beat a double play. Maybe getting in a chase and giving a runner on first time to get to third. But Hanson's maneuver was good enough to beat the double play, and he held it third. Richardson comes in to talk to Ford. And I returned it to his position. Thank Bobby almost muffed the ball at second base, taking his eye a little bit off the throw to see what Ron Hansen was doing. All right, here now is Marv Breeding. He hits one back through the middle for a base hit, scoring Hansen. And Walker stops at second. It's 2-1 Baltimore. With the infield in, Marv Breeding bounces one to center through the middle to score Hansen. And Walker goes to second. Now here's Gene Woodling. Breeding had flied to center, grounded to short, and singled to center previously. Breeding driving on his 12th run. The Orioles back in front, 2-1. Two on and one out. And Woodling up. Walked twice and fouled out to third. Whitey Ford's pitch outside. Ball one. Ford delivers. Woodling swings and bounces it to Scallon. Ford gets over, takes the throw. The runners advance. Walker to third and Breeding to second. And here's Jackie Brandt. The double to left, grounded to third and struck out. Jack Fisher goes back down to the bullpen now to warm up. Orioles leading 2-1. With two men in scoring position. Al Pilarski goes down the bullpen too to loosen up, to go to the outfield for Woodling probably. Ford into the windup and the pitch is in there, strike one. Delivery. Low and inside, 1-1. One ball, one strike, two out. One run in. Baltimore out front, 2-1. Runners lead away from second and third. The pitch is swung on to high fly foul. McDougal goes over and makes the catch down the left field line in foul territory. One run for Baltimore. Two hits, no Yankee errors, and two left arms. The end of seven innings. Baltimore two runs, seven hits, no errors, and seven left arms. And New York one run, three hits, no errors, and one left arm. The paid attendance, 19,103. 2-1 Baltimore, and when we go to the eighth inning, it'll be the bottom third of the New York order. McDougal, Richardson, and Ford. Woodling gets a hand. He started out to left field, but now comes back. Cassidy goes to left, and Pilarczyk over to right. On the Valentine scoreboard, and may I suggest you try a frosty bottle of that crisp refresher right now, the light beer with the true lager flavor. Cleveland 2, Chicago nothing at the end of two and a half innings. Bell and Pierce. Jimmy Pearsall homered in the first inning. But the bells didn't light up. The rockets didn't go off. They don't for the visiting team in Chicago. They probably wouldn't anyway for him today because he threw a ball at it yesterday. Got the last out and threw the ball up against the new scoreboard. Detroit and Kansas City, Burnside and Hall. Game just starting. Boston leading Washington 2-0, but it's been raining for a long while. End of two innings, Fisher and Brewer. While in the National League, Phil 6, Braves 3 end of five innings, and Pirates 3, Reds 1 end of five innings. I'll give you the pitchers in a moment. Right now, Gil McDougal leading off in the eighth inning. Jerry Walker's pitch is swung on. Ground ball is short. Up with it is Hanson. The throw to first in time. McDougal had lined to center and grounded to third previously. Gomez pitching for Philadelphia, relieved by Robinson in the sixth. Cesaro pitching for Milwaukee, relieved by Burdett in the fifth. Smith homers in the third, the one on. It's 6-3 Philadelphia, down to five, but the Braves are starring in the sixth. Mizell pitching for Pittsburgh, 0-2 for Cincinnati, relieved by Brosnan in the second. Pittsburgh leading 3-1 and a five. St. Louis of Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco. A later start, coast time. Elston Howard will hit for Bobby Richardson. Jerry Walker's delivery swung on line into left center for a base hit. Willie Tasby goes over into the gap and cuts it off. And Elston Howard, batting for Richardson, singles to left center. And Joe DeMaestri goes in to run for Howard. Bob Charlie loosening up in the Yankee bullpen now. And Hector Lopez will hit for Whitey Ford. Warming up for Baltimore, Bob Charlie for New York. Orioles leading 2-1. It's the eighth inning. DeMaestri running for Howard, who pinch hit successfully for Richardson. Jerry Walker to the stretch, and the pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. Again to the stretch, and the pitch swung on. There's a fly ball in the center. Jackie Brandt makes the catch, and the Mason retreats to first. Now coming to bat is Tony Kubek, who struck out, fouled out to third, and lined to second into a double play. 2-1 Orioles, eighth inning. Kubek is inside. Ball one. Jerry Walker taking his time. And the pitch. It's inside. Ball two. Courtney goes out to talk to Walker. And Jerry Barber starts to warm up again. Along with Jack Fisher. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Two breaks, nothing for three. Baltimore leading 2-1 in the eighth inning. DeMaestri leading away from first. Jerry Walker's pitch is in there. Strike one. 2-1. Ready for the 2-1 offering. There goes the runner. The pitch is swung on, bounced to first. Dropo grabs it, steps on first, and the side's retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. At the end of 7.5 innings, the score remains Baltimore 2, New York 1. Brian Duren will be going in to pitch for New York. And in the last of the eighth, it'll be Dropo Robinson and Tasby coming up. And I hope you have coming up right now a nice tall glass of Ballantine beer, the crisp refresher. You know, one look at a golden, frosty glass of Ballantine seems to say, this is the beer for you. But the proof is in the tasting. And, mister, that's where Ballantine scores. It's the light beer with true lager flavor. Ballantine proves a beer can be truly light and still give you all the honest-to-goodness lager beer flavor you want. That's what makes it the crisp refresher. So join the millions of folks from Maine to Florida who have made Ballantine the largest-selling beer in the East. Enjoy Ballantine beer, the crisp refresher. We pause for station identification.
You are tuned to 1460 on the radio dial. This is WOKO, Albany, New York, your station for music, news, and sports. On the WOKO clock, it's 2 minutes before 10.
Whitey Ford worked 7 innings, giving up 7 hits and 2 runs. Walked 3, struck out 5. The Orioles got a run in the second inning with Jerry Walker driving the run in. Hanson had doubled to right center, and with 2 outs and a no-ball, 2-strike count on Walker, Ford tried to slip the fastball by him, and Walker singled to drive the run in. The Orioles got their second run last inning off Whitey on a walk, a single, and another single. Right now, Jim Gentile hits for Dropo. Swings and misses. Strike one. Jim Gentile, a left-hand batter, hitting for Walt Dropo as the Yankees switch to the right-hander. Paul Richard switches to his left-handed hitting first baseman. Jim Gentile, batting .322. Next pitch is high outside, ball one. Gentile, second high on the team, and runs batted in. Duren making his 10th appearance, has a record of 1-1. Second time out against the Orioles. One ball, one strike. And the 1-1 pitch. It's inside for ball two, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Duren to the windup, and the pitch outside for ball three, 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Duren to the windup, and the 3-1 pitch is inside for ball four. Gentile walks. Now coming to bat is Brooks Robinson, who grounded to third, single to left, and grounded to short. Lum Harris comes up from the third base coach's box to meet him and chat with him. John Gaber goes down to the Yankee bullpen now. Duren has been erratic this season. He's always had a bit of the wild streak, but he's been wilder this year than in a long while. Now the stretch, and the pitch to Brooks Robinson. In there for a strike, nothing and one. Stretch, McDougal creeping in. The delivery, it's inside for a ball. One and one. Joe DeMaestri, of course, has replaced Richardson at second base. Howard singling for Richardson, and DeMaestri went in the run. Two to one Baltimore, eighth inning. Jim Gentile, who batted for Dropo on first base with a walk. Nobody out. Now the 1-1 pitch. It's bunted nicely to the mound, and the play is to second base in time. Nice play by Duren. Ryan Duren takes Brooks Robinson's bunt and forces Gentile at second. Kubek taking the throw. And now Albie Pearson comes up to bat for Willie Tasby. Albie Pearson, left-hand batter, hitting for Willie Tasby. Ron Hansen on deck. Takes his stretch, goes over to first, and Robinson's back. Again, the stretch by Duren, and the pitch in there, strike one. More of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball one. One and one. One ball, one strike. Pearson wants umpire Lefty Shylock to put the ball over. He does. It's all right. Leaves it in the game. Now the 1-1 delivery. Swung on and fouled back out of play. One and two. One ball, two strikes. Fisher and Barber continue to heat up for the Orioles in case they might be needed in the ninth. Johnny Gaber warming up for New York. Duren in relief of Ford working on Albie Pearson, batting for Willie Tasby. Brooks Robinson leads off first. The pitch is very high, 2-2. Now the Orioles got their two, the Yankees got their run in the seventh when Mantle doubled and Maris singled on successive pitches for the first two hits off Walker. Barry hit in a double play and served follow-up single, therefore was wasted in the inning. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball three, 3-2. Count on Albie Pearson. Brooks Robinson ready to travel. One out. The stretch by Duren. Robinson inching away, widening his lead. There he goes. The pitch is outside, ball four. Second. Pearson takes over at first, and the batter now is Ron Hansen, who doubled to right center, grounded to short, and walked. One out, two men aboard. Into the stretch. Here's the pitch to the right-hand batter inside. Ball one. Pitch. Swung on, fouled back upstairs. Strike one, 1-1. In 14 innings of pitching this year, and that includes this one, with one out, making a total of 14 innings he's pitched, Duren has walked 18 men. And he struck out 17. Robinson on second. Pearson on first. One out. 2-1 Baltimore, eighth inning. The pitch to Ron Hansen. Inside. Ball two. 2-1. That pitch drove him back from the plate. One strike. Runners lead away. Duren delivers and Hansen swings and foul tips at strike two. 2-2. Two strikes, one out. Robinson moves off second. Pearson off first. Duren to the stretch. Here's the pitch. And it's inside for ball three. Full count. Clint Courtney on deck. One down, we'll watch Robinson and Pearson and see whether they're moving with the pitch or playing it safely. Duren into the stretch, runners lead away. There's the pitch, and it's low for ball four, and the bases are loaded. And Ralph Houck comes out of the Yankee dugout. Ryan Duren has walked three in this inning. And Clint Courtney is coming up. of John Gabler. So for the second straight time, Buren in relief has in turn had to be relieved. Ryan works the third of an inning. Didn't allow a hit, but walked three. No strikeout. And John Gaber is coming on. You know, the Orioles, back in the spring, people realized that they were going to be stronger. Some realized they would be stronger than most folks thought they were going to be. In fact, one writer in New York picked the Orioles to win the pennant. The thing that was evident was the fact that they would have outstanding pitching, as much as one can look at the names on paper and predict human beings. And one knew that they would have outstanding defense. And they have combined that with timely play, timely hitting for all around toughness. And so their leading the league does not come as a surprise to a lot of people. I would say this, that if they won the pennant, it would be, quite a surprise overall. It is not surprising, however, that they are a much improved club and a strong club. In other words, I suppose I'm trying to say one can't honestly tell, like looking at a crystal ball. But their performance is no flash in the pan. Nothing, Pete. I didn't say anything to you. No flash in the pan. You thought I was talking to Pete took out his camera about to take the picture. John Gaber making his ninth appearance, a record of 2-3. He once relieved against Baltimore here on May 1st and couldn't get anyone out. Gave up three runs, walked two, and gave up the hit. So he comes in here now with Sapphire and Courtney up. And three men aboard, Robinson, Pearson, and Hampton. Three men on, one out. The delivery is the ball, a little inside. Yogi didn't like the call. Three walks have put the Orioles in business in this inning. Courtney grounded to first, took a third strike, and singled. His single set up the second Oriole run. Gaber delivers, and Courtney hits a drive to the deep right. Maris goes back and makes the catch. The runners tag up. Robinson comes in to score. Pearson goes to third. Hanson holds first. Courtney hits a sacrifice liner to right. And RBI, 3-1, and here's Jerry Walker. Pearson on third, Hanson on first. Walker, single to left, took a third strike and grounded to short. Johnny Gaber into his stretch. And the pitch. Curve ball over, strike one. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Went for a bad curveball. Curley goes down to the bullpen. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Swung on as a soft grounder to Demetri. Up with it, throws to Scowen, and that retires the side. One run, no hit, no errors, and two men left on. At the end of eight innings, that run, by the way, is charged to Duren. Baltimore, three runs, seven hits, no errors, and nine left on. New York, one run, four hits, no errors, and three men left on base. On the Ballantyne scoreboard in the American League, Gene Priest just hit a home run in the fourth inning with one on to tie the Cleveland Indians at 2-2. Pearsall had homered in the first. Billy Pierce for the White Sox, Gary Bell for the Indians. Detroit at Kansas City, scoreless at the end of an inning. Pete Burnside against Dick Hall. Play has been resumed at Fenway, and the Red Sox lead 2-0 at the end of 3.5 innings. Brewer against Fisher. In the National League, Milwaukee 6, Philadelphia 6 at the end of 6. Burdett relieved Pizarro in the 5th inning. Gomez for Philadelphia, Robinson in the 6th, and Short in the 6th. Smith homered in the 3rd with one on for Philadelphia. Pittsburgh leading Cincinnati 3-1 at the end of 7 innings. Mizell for the Pirates, so two for Cincinnati, Boston in the 2nd, Grimm in the 6th. St. Louis of Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco playing night games on the West Coast. As we go to the 9th inning, Jim Gentile, who hit for Dropo, remains in at first base. Albie Pearson, who batted for Willie Tasby, stays in and is in left field. 3-1 Orioles. It's the 9th inning. Mickey Mantle up, struck out twice and doubled to left and scored the Yankees' only run. Maris and Barra to follow. Walker's pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. Nothing in one the count. And the delivery. High, ball one, one and one. Pitch is inside, ball two, 2-1. Courtney runs out to say something to Walker. Fisher and Barbara continue to warm up, and Curley limbers up for New York. Pitch to Mantle is in there, strike two, 2-2. Balls, two strikes. And the next pitch. High for ball three, 3-2. Full count. Walker to the windup, and the 3-2 pitch is inside for ball four. I think Mantle had a notion trying to bunt that ball. Had to been in the strike zone. He's inside. And now Lum Harris comes out of the dugout with Roger Maris due up. And Barra to follow, two left-handed hitters. And he's got left-hander Steve Barber in the bullpen. So we'll see. Four walks given up by Walker, who had a no-hitter going in the 7th inning. And we're going to have Steve Barber. Eight innings plus, nobody out in the ninth, allowed four hits. Three in the seventh, one in the eighth, walked four, struck out seven.
Number
Walker struck out seven in the first three and a third innings. Now he gets the hands he leads. Genuine standing ovation for a 21-year-old who had electrified the home crowd with a no-hitter for six innings, and who otherwise handled himself with professional poise and baffling performance as far as the Yankees are concerned. Paul Richards feels that he's got enough pitching. He felt that Walker, who had not gone this far yet this season, might have started to run out of gas. And with two left-hand sluggers coming up, he decided to make his move. Young Steve Barber, one of the sensations of the year, pitched in Class D ball last year in 23. Harry Bettine told Paul Richards he figured that he was a big league pitcher, and he was trying to decide who to let go or cutting down the squad. And all Steve Barber has done is win five games and lose one. He relieved against the Yankees April 24th and pitched four innings and allowed one hit. Walked one, struck out three, and didn't allow a run. So this 6'1", 21, did I say 23 years old? Years old. Steve Barber ready, and the pitch is high and inside for a ball. He's 21 years old. Pitched with Pensacola last year. Delivery to Maris, swung on, the ground ball hit out to second, and it's through the legs of Breeding. Mantle around second and heads on to third. Breeding was playing back on the grass for Maris so that he could range further, right or left, trying to cut off the base hit with a two-run lead in the ninth inning and let the ball go through his legs. So there are runners on first and third. Nobody out, and the batter is Berra. Struck out, grounded to second into a double play twice in a row. Three to one in favor of the Orioles. Ninth inning. Steve Barber to the stretch. And the pitch. Low outside, ball one. The best pitch is a sinker ball. Jack Fisher continues to warm up in the bullpen. Delivery to Yogi, swung on as the ground ball to short, steps on second. Hanson does throw the first double play as Mantle scores. It's 3-2, and Berra hits into his third straight double play. No run batted in, and now Bertine comes running out with a serve coming up to bat. Steve Barber got Yogi to ground to Hanson, the shortstop, grabbed the ball near second, stepped on second, and threw on to Gentile to double Berra. It's rare as you see Yogi hit into three straight double plays. Bob serve, grounded to short and third and single to center. Two out. 3-2 Baltimore, ninth inning. The pitch in there for a strike. Good fastball. windup and the pitch. Swung on, a ground ball hits to Jim Teal. He's up with it. Flips to Barber, and the ball game's over. And the Orioles win it 3-2. Lum Harris, the third base coach, goes out, and Jerry Walker, whom Barber relieved, runs out to grab his hand. As the Orioles, leading the league, beat the Yankees 3-2 in the first game of the series. One run, no hits, one error, and no one left on. The total. The Orioles, 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, and 9 left on. The Yankees, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors, and 3 left on. The Orioles made 1 error. So I hope you'll join us now in the Chris Professor Ballantine Beer, the light beer with true lager flavor. Ballantine, the largest selling beer in the East.